End off the spooky season by giving your pumpkin one last flicker after Halloween. On Monday, November 1, residents can bring their discarded pumpkins to Innisfil Beach Park between 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. and place them along the path. They will be relit by volunteers so families can take a walk along the beach and enjoy the carved, lit-up jack-o'-lanterns one last time. The walk will officially commence at 5:30 p.m. and last until 8:30 p.m. afterwards. The pumpkins will be collected and delivered by trailer to Wilson Creek Farms, owned by Gail and Donnie Crowder. "Halloween is one of the best holidays of the year," exclaims Marge Mossman with the Innisfil Historical Society. "You get to dress up, go out at night, and collect candy. Why stop there?" Mossman says the idea for the walk came from a similar concept in Toronto, where the city posts a list of pumpkin parades throughout community parks for residents to enjoy. "I want the kids to enjoy this Innisfil pumpkin walk, and the adults too, but the kids especially," she said. The free event is being organized and sponsored by the Innisfil Historical Society, Innisfil Idealab and Library, Innisfil Arts, Culture and Heritage Council, IACHC, the Rotary Club of Innisfil, and Clean Up Innisfil, nonprofit organization. "This is the first time we've had this in Innisfil, and we hope next year it will catch on and we can do it in Stroud and Cookstown," she said. "I hope it's a howling success." Please note, mask wearing and or social distancing is encouraged during the event. A parking pass to the Innisfil Beach parking lot will be required.